This is not necessarily popular in the profession. As I said, it's about a 50-50 split on what historians think about this. But I want to close that intro just to remind you of something you've all heard, which is that old statement that those who do not study history are destined to repeat it. Let me assure you that statement is 100% wrong, because those who study history are also destined to repeat it. But we are less surprised. So, in that context, I want to tell you about a president who was loved and despised. A president whose critics suggested had autocratic fascist tendencies. A president who wanted to return the United States to a previous day of glory, of prosperity, of equal opportunity. A president who, though born in the 1% and educated in the Ivy League, nonetheless championed himself, or made himself the champion, of the lower classes, of the people. And in fact, told those people that they needed to fight to take America back from those who had been abusing the system, in particular, the political and financial elites on the coasts, who had done so much to destroy what was really important about America. Obviously, I'm talking about Franklin Roosevelt. The problem is the picture gives it away. But Roosevelt, I think, is particularly interesting and particularly useful because he was all those things. He was a person who came from the 1% and represented the people. He was a person who came to America during a time of great crisis. In fact, if you wanted to rank the crises that the United States has faced, the first thing you should do is take the Civil War and put it up on a pedestal. Nothing compares to that. But after you move down the list after the Civil War, you would probably very quickly come to the Great Depression and World War II. And of course, Roosevelt guided the country through both of those, with some ups and downs, which we'll talk about. And in particular, he was a president who said, the only way to save America and what is valuable and important about America is to change the system we're living under so that democracy itself can survive. If we do not take our country back, if you will, then of course we're going to lose it, not just for our own generation, but forever. And I'm going to argue today that the best articulation of what Roosevelt suggested the country should look like as a way to save it and save it for future generations was actually his Four Freedoms Address, given in January of 1941.